Hey, Jay, I got something to host. Where do I host it?
Why, on HostGator, of course. They offer 99.9% uptime and have 24/7, 365 customer support.
Wow, if only I can kick back some of that money to my favorite gaming podcast, Blood and Barrel.
Not only can you do that, but you can save yourself some money in the process.
Tell me how.
Use the checkout code EBPODCAST9 and save 25% off your first order.
Wow, and I still hate you. AJ, sure dumb.
No, you're dumb. You're dumb.
Hello?
No, you're dumb.
Hello and welcome.
No, you're dumb.
Hello and welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for December 12th, 2012. This is Mike Minotti, joined by my brother, Edge Guy.
Hello.
For some reason, I kept thinking there was like another 12. I was trying to account for all the 12s. Like, because I did say three 12s. Like, wait, where's the other? Oh, right, December. This is a 12. So I was like, okay, so we got news, right?
Yeah.
Our week in gaming, which we should have a decent amount to talk about. And then the releases, and that'll be it this week. So let's get going.
All right. All kinds of BioShock Infinite stuff. So it was delayed. It's coming March 26 now.
Sucks, but yeah.
People upset about the cover.
Yeah, well, it's funny because the actual cover is the least interesting thing to come out of all the cover controversy. Don't you think?
Yes, I think I'm agreeing with what you just said. I'm just parsing your sentence, but yeah. Yeah,
am I not speaking clearly for you? Well, because like, the cover itself is fine. I don't think it's that big a deal.
No, it's not.
I mean, I can understand when people are saying, like, oh, why would you just have a guy with a gun? I can understand, like, when I think about, like, yeah, why isn't the Songbird
on
there?
What do you think of Ken Levine's explanation?
Pandering
to the lowest common denominator.
I appreciate his honesty.
Mm-hmm.
I disagree with him fundamentally. And this is kind of a problem, an elitist problem I have with a lot of the, quote, hardcore gamers, where we look at, where there's this group of people who, there's casual gamers and there's hardcore gamers, and there's that kind of in-between group, and we never know what the hell to do with them.
Yeah.
And I feel like we think they're dumber than they are. Like, this notion, and there's one thing said, like, you know, we sent all of our staff out to all of these fraternities and asked them if they ever heard of BioShock. Not a single one said yes. I don't want to call anyone a liar. I find that exceedingly hard to believe.
That's a bit much.
I mean, BioShock is not Journey, you know?
Yeah, it's not obscure.
No, it was sold millions of copies, had a ton of exposure. It kind of permeated nerd culture outside just gaming culture. It permeated nerd culture, like Big Daddy, you know, Little Sister, all that stuff. I find that increasingly hard to believe. I also don't know if I... And believe that, like, you can just put a guy with a gun on the cover and people will buy it now? I mean, I had some people who work at stores say, oh, no, that'll be the case. And I guess
feel like there should be more successful video games.
Yeah,
then.
That's what I said. I'm like, then how come every shooter doesn't sell well?
No, I mean...
How come Spec Ops The Line didn't, like, sell a million copies?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because I was going to say, like, what's well? Because, I mean, they are making more Medal of Honors. I don't know, like...
Well, Medal of Honor, I'm assuming it didn't do well. So, like,
they
why
made a second one. That's what I'm saying. It what's well and what's well enough, you know?
I just... Well, I mean, it cannot be better than what BioShock 1 did.
No, that I'll agree with.
And then you have other things. I just understand this logic. It's like, well, what about Borderlands? Because no one has a gun on the Borderlands cover. How come that didn't need a gun?
Yeah.
I just don't understand this logic.
It's got a guy doing a handgun.
Yeah, I guess. I guess it indicates violence.
the idea of a gun is present.
I just think, like, I kind of object to the fact that there are these gamers, like these mythical Call of Duty Madden gamers. Not mythical. I know they exist, but, like, the idea that, like, oh, they don't want anything new at all. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, we got to trick them.
Yeah, I think people are people. I know a lot of people want to be like, oh, yeah, these people just like Madden, Call of Duty, and they're dumb. And maybe I'm more... optimistic about humanity in general.
That's nice of you.
But I mean, look, this is a world where BioShock 1, it succeeded.
Yeah.
And look, it wasn't just everyone who went to IGN who bought it. And now he said, and what worries me, he said in one of the interviews that BioShock Infinite has to do better than BioShock. Now, at first it scared me because I thought the implication was that BioShock 1 wasn't really successful enough.
Mm-hmm.
which terrifies me. Because if that's true, then the whole model is broken and we should stop making video games. Because BioShock could not possibly do any better than it did.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As an original IP, like I said, sold millions of copies and permeated the culture, how could that do better?
Right.
And you're just like, well, it didn't do good enough. So I'm hoping what he means that is because of the delayed development of BioShock Infinite, it has to do better than BioShock to kind of make
well,
a
I'm
cost.
Sure. I'm sure more went into Infinite. It had a bigger budget, know, just, more development time.
If what he's saying is that, you know, BioShock 1 really wasn't worth it, we didn't make our money back, that terrifies me.
I don't think so. I think he's saying this is the bigger game, so it needs to do better.
I hope so. But it is kind of scary, though. Like, the game can't sell well enough unless you trick people into buying it. Is that really a thing?
It's marketing. I mean, everything I does that. Everything does that.
Isn't?
I mean,
aren't ads on the television more important than? I just don't. I just.
Mike, how did we buy video games when we were kids?
But that was.
We went to Toys R Us, the Wallow video games, and unless it was like Mega Man, which we knew, we picked box cover.
We got almost all sequels, though. I think it was almost more of that. I think it's far more important that people see the word BioShock on there. And it almost doesn't matter what else is on there.
I'll agree with that.
I think we're underestimating the BioShock brand here a little bit.
Yeah, it's possible.
Just a little. I don't know.
They're hedging their bets.
I mean, look, I really don't have a huge problem with
that. On the other end of the spectrum, I'm kind of annoyed by these people like, oh, the artistic integrity of the gaming medium is being ruined because we are bowing to the marketers. Like,
that's
oh, fuck
really
off.
Mean impression.
Huh?
It's a really mean impression.
I don't those people.
Are people really saying, to be honest, has anybody actually said that?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are like, oh, this is a game about art and real stuff. So why are we sinking down
to
just
a guy? It is still a shooter.
Yeah.
It is still a game where you shoot people in the face, let's be honest.
And I was going to suggest they do this, but they're doing it. They're just going to have a reversible cover.
Yeah.
And they're even doing a fan vote on
like
it
I said,
right
I
now.
I don't really care about the cover. I do. Basically, my biggest thing is this fraternity thing. I think it's absurd.
Yeah.
I think it's a lie. I mean, just like our cousin is the president
of one
of the larger fraternities in Youngstown State, which is like our local college. I know he knows what BioShock is.
Yes.
I mean, him and all of his entire football team was in a World of Warcraft guild.
Mm-hmm.
Things are different now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, when the cool kids in the football team have their own guild for a while.
Right.
He had a thing taped on the wall by his computer. There was a picture of the Lich King, and it said, take him down.
That was pretty funny. So, that was basically my issue with the whole thing. But whatever, it's cover.
Well, you know what game of it those frat boys played?
What's that?
And would have maybe bought? It was Guitar Hero. Apparently there was going to be a Guitar Hero 7. I didn't know there were 5 and 6. I think they might be counting like Aerosmith and Metallica or something.
There was 5. No, you dummy. There was one called literally Guitar Hero 5. How do you not remember
that? Oh,
that's
right. Yeah, I did forget
that. And then
there
was Guitar Hero Warriors of Rock after that. That
oh,
was like
yeah,
the
Warriors
one that,
of Rock was a thing.
That's the one I forgot. Because when I was doing this, I counted up to 5, and I couldn't remember what 6 was.
Okay.
Then I remembered that they did make Warriors of Rock. Because remember, it was like the whole thing was like, oh, we're going to go back to like being really kind of metal.
Yeah.
And no one cared.
It didn't work. Well, apparently this one was going to be a freaking disaster. It wanted to have another new guitar.
Nice.
It was going to be only guitars. And, like, I guess the guitar, like, it had, like, the 5 buttons still, but then it had 6 strings instead of a strum bar.
Yeah, like, it was, yeah. Well, I can understand why they need to reinvent it.
But the
smarter thing was probably just to stop, which is what they actually did.
Yeah. I think that was more so Guitar Hero than Rock Band's problem. It seemed like every Guitar Hero game was like, oh, there's a new guitar now. This one's got a touchpad slider. Like,
well, Rock Band had new guitars every time, too, designs. I mean, they were fundamentally the same.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The
Rock Band guitars were just aesthetically different, but functionally the same. Guitar Hero's guitars had new function every game.
It was all optional function, though. Guitar Hero 2 guitar probably worked with the last one still.
It did.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what you're saying.
I'm trying to articulate. It's still the point was each new release was like, and this new guitar. Whereas Rock Band was just like, it works with all your shit that you already have.
But so did Guitar Hero worked with all the shit you already have.
Yeah, but
I think you're trying
to me, the message was, oh, it'll work with the old stuff, but if you want the full experience, you need this touchpad neck.
I recall Chris buying a lot of, quote, new stuff for Rock Band, too.
Because he was a nerd and wanted all the The Beatles stuff.
I don't see how.
But I'm saying now,
I don't think Guitar Hero is more evil than Rock Band in
no,
this
my
aspect.
Point is, no one wanted to keep buying plastic instruments.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was the problem.
Could you imagine if they went forward with this where it was
I think that's because people were sick
different.
Of Guitar Hero and Rock Band. I don't think one was. I know that during the time and even now, it was like, oh, Rock Band was great, but Guitar Hero, it was the same fucking thing. I'm sorry. Next.
Sony has launched a browser-based PlayStation Store.
We.
Here's my issue with it. I mean, have you used the Xbox One?
No.
Yes, I've never done that, where you like queue up a download in the computer and then turn your Xbox on. Oh, you should try it. It's nice.
Whatever.
I mean, this is the same kind of thing, except it doesn't queue up the download. Like, you buy something on the browser, and then you still have to go into the store on your PlayStation and navigate to it and download it. So I really don't understand the point. I guess if a sale comes out and you're going to be out of town for the week.
Yeah, there you go.
But here's a good deal. Street Fighter Cross Mega Man is coming for free.
Oh, awesome.
December 17th. It's like basically like this guy is like making a fan game, and he managed to show it to someone from Capcom at, I think, Evo. He was like, hey, check out this thing. And this guy was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. So he went back to Capcom and somehow convinced everybody from, like, the Street Fighter teams and the Mega Man teams and blah, 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 that, like, we should back this. So it's coming out to PC for free.
Yeah, only PC.
And there are still people complaining about it.
What are they complaining about?
That it's coming to PC.
Who cares? Who doesn't have a PC?
That's kind of what I said.
Just play it on there.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It'll be fun.
Plug in your Xbox controller.
So... they're supposed to announce something on that date, too, that's also pursuant to the 25th anniversary of Mega Man.
We'll see. Yeah, it sounds like... I'm just happy that there is something.
Yeah.
And this does look cool. I mean, the thing is, like, Capcom really didn't have anything to do with this.
Right.
But I'll take it.
I guess we never explained what it is. It's a new Mega Man game, but instead of Robot Masters, you fight the Street Fighter
characters.
Yeah, it's
like 8-bit style. So, it'll be cool.
Yay. Mike, do you have any interest in playing Diablo 3 in a console?
No.
It's possible.
And I'm sure it is.
Apparently, it's up and running.
I'm sure it is.
The Blizzard hasn't.
I'm surprised they just didn't do that.
You know why they didn't do it?
Why?
You think that Microsoft would let them run a real money auction house and not take a cut?
Is that really why?
I could almost guarantee you that's it. I mean, that's just my own conjecture.
Yeah.
But come on.
Real money auction house.
Come
crap.
On.
People still playing Diablo 3?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Speaking of a real money auction house, just today, Steam launched the Community Market. You know what it is?
No.
It's a real money auction house.
Really?
Kind of. You can trade Steam wallet credits, which are in, like, dollar amounts, for items now. It's in beta, so it's just...
Is this, like, another thing where, like, people aren't complaining about because Steam did it?
I don't know.
Because I didn't even hear about this.
It just literally just happened today. Well, they're starting it with just consumable items in Team Fortress 2.
Okay, but I'm sure hats are coming.
Yeah. Because, I mean, right now, there's, like... I remember once I tried to look into this. There's like a really weird economy that came up around hats in Team Fortress where they all got assigned this like fake value.
Right.
So if you wanted to trade for something, you could figure out like what you should be trading in return. Mm-hmm. But it made no freaking sense. So now you could just say, okay, this hat should be worth $5.
All right. Next.
So another nail in the coffin of the subscription-based MMO. As The Secret World drops its subscription model.
That lasted?
5 months.
Now, it's not really free to play. It's free to... You buy once...
It's
like
Guild Wars.
Yeah. I think more of them get to do that. Which just sucks for them because you don't get that constant revenue stream, but...
But you can. I mean, there still is a subscription model. There's in-app purchases.
Mm-hmm. You just can't expect everybody to pay that subscription model because they don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
And they just won't play your game.
Mm-hmm. I should talk about this with the cover stuff. Apparently, for The Last of Us, Naughty Dog refused to let Ellie go on the back cover, which is kind of what happened to Elizabeth on the BioShock cover.
You know, I will say that is what surprises me about...
That her boobs weren't all over it?
Yeah, like that's what literally I was expecting. Was seriously her ridiculously inappropriate...
Check out this guy and a gun and these tits.
It's always kind of bothered me ever since the beginning. Like, this is like the 20s and this girl has like the most ridiculous cleavage ever. Like a,
what, they don't have cleavage in the 20s?
No. Do they?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Everything was very... Wasn't that when, like, you couldn't show your legs because it was considered inappropriate? What are you talking about?
No, she's wearing a corset. That existed back then.
Yeah, but it's low cut.
Wait. The 20s, Michael. The roaring 20s. With the booze and the speakeasies.
I don't think you casually had your tits out like that in the 20s, AJ.
You're talking like Victorian...
I don't know. I'm not a history expert. Neither are you. I just don't think people had their tits out in the 20s like that. Maybe I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I'm pretty sure they didn't. No, you know what? I'm really sure about this. Fuck you. Come on.
Like, have you seen
the 50s? Like, wasn't that thing like, oh, you can't go to school and, like, can't, you know, wear this?
Well, they're not in fucking Alabama. They're in a city in the sky that's
so
built
what?
On ideals
so
of American
dreams. You don't think they're sexualizing that character a little
bit? Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. Give me a break.
I'm just saying it's not completely unrealistic.
I think it's kind of unrealistic.
Okay.
Like, I don't care. I'm just saying it is. I'm surprised, like... You know, if we're going to exploit guns instead of the boobs, whatever. It's kind of weird, like, you don't just put both of them there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, here's another thing. How come Last of Us doesn't have to... How come Last of Us doesn't have to trick people into buying it?
I don't know, because Naughty Dog doesn't want to.
But Ken Levine says you have to.
I don't know.
See, that's my issue.
Here's my thing.
That's my issue, because Ken Levine said
in my point
that he has to do it, everyone believes him. I don't think he has to do it.
In my point of view, in 5 years, box art isn't going to matter anymore, because there won't be any boxes to put art on.
You guys, people thought that would happen by now. Seriously, like, this, I hate to go back to it, but do you believe Ken Levine? That's my issue here. Do you believe him?
I don't believe him when he says, like, they had to. I'll believe that it can't hurt to try it. You're not really hurting anything.
I don't know.
Everyone who's decided they're going to buy the game decided months ago before the box art was even shown. Seriously, if anyone said, well, fuck this game, I'm not buying it now. There's a guy with a gun on the cover. If that happened, then there's something very wrong.
I still feel like you can I'm not opposed to the idea of selling game via the cover. I think there's a better way to do that than just having the guy with the gun.
Yes, yes, I'll agree.
I mean, I don't care if you have the guy with the gun on there, but you could, like, you know, have a floating city behind him.
Right.
Have the girl kind of, like, you know, peeking over his shoulder.
Well, she's on the back cover.
Right, but Naughty Dog wouldn't dare do that to their female princess.
That's right.
So who has more respect for, what's the less sexist game here? It's a sexist issue.
Well,
yeah.
Naughty Dog was driven by art, and Ken Levine was driven by sales. We'll see who wins.
But Ken Levine would disagree with you if he said that. But Ken Levine is protecting its art. I don't know. See, it's just the whole thing.
I don't know.
That's why I said I find everything interesting about this except for the actual box art. Like, I like the implications of it, but
right,
I don't
right.
really care about, like, the cover, whatever. All right, next.
In Japan, the 3DS has beaten the lifetime sales of the PlayStation 3. Does that do anything for you?
Really? Already?
Yeah.
Really?
Basically what that price drop did, and having a Monster Hunter game probably helped.
Does PlayStation 3 have a Monster Hunter game? I'm sure it does. No, really?
No, there's not. No.
They made a bunch for a PSP. They never made one for the PS3?
No.
Well, hey, whatever.
I told you.
What?
They're doing the same thing that, like, Atlas did with Persona. They're making it on the same scale hardware so they don't have to rebuild the game.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you took like, an art asset from, like, the first PS2 Monster Hunter game, it looks a lot like the ones in the 3DS one.
Next.
Theater Rhythm Final Fantasies on iOS is a free-to-play.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you get it for free with, like, 2 songs, and then if you get all the songs, it costs $150.
Is there, like, a way just to buy the whole, like, to buy the game?
No, you have to. You'd spend $150.
Interesting.
It got rid of also that, is it EMS, the mode? The one where it just plays, like, cutscenes?
I like the EMS.
Yeah, it's not
it's the worst one, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Still, some good songs you can only do that way. Next.
Finally, did you see the trailer for Pacific Rim?
No.
Okay, do you know what it is?
Which one is it?
It's the Guillermo del Toro movie that's basically giant robots fighting Cthulhu.
Yeah, like, don't they basically just have GLaDOS in it?
Yeah, it's actually Ellen...
Right.
Shoot. McPherson?
Yeah, GLaDOS, whatever.
Yeah, her. She, like, but, like, doing the GLaDOS voice.
Kinda
like
weird,
exactly.
Huh?
It's kind of strange, but you're kind of like, hey, all right. The movie looks awesome, by the way.
That's good.
When a robot goes to punch the monster in the face, it, like, winds up
what?
The punch, and then jets come out of its elbow to thrust the punch forward.
That's funny.
It's really awesome. All right, that's all I got.
Okay. So we play. We played Lego Lord of the Rings.
Yes,
that
we did.
Fun.
We did play that.
We played, like, the real one.
Yeah.
Which was, you know, it's kind of like the demo. it's like a Lord of the Rings.
Well, the one thing that's present here that wasn't a demo was the fact that it's an open world game.
Right, yeah, it really
kind
of is.
Cool.
Yeah, it seems large. Another thing is, like, there are moments where it'll kind of, like, split the screen, and I'll be doing something for one
character.
Oh, yeah,
that was super cool, because you were playing as Gandalf fighting Saruman, And then I was still playing as the hobbits trying to get away from the Black Riders.
That was really cool.
Oh, that was super. Kind of honestly, it reminded me of Metal Gear Solid 4.
I was just
4.
About to say, except like we're actually playing both parts.
Yeah, it was awesome. That was really, really cool. Because like it actually built a surprising amount of drama. Because like they were both in two different dramatic situations. One's like an all-out fight, and the other one was like sneaking. Mm-hmm. But somehow it all played together really, really well.
And I love the humor. I just love how it's like it's the same dialogue, but just silly things are kind of happening around it.
It's such a fun game.
And it's impressive sometimes. Like the prologue with just like all the Lego
figures
running around.
There's a shit ton of Lego guys running around. Cool. A lot of them.
It is cool. I'm enjoying it.
I never thought I'd be this excited about a Lego game again.
Fun.
I thought it kind of peaked.
No. Well, I think it's just this is the property we like the most.
Oh, true, true.
Done. But even, unless they do Lego Star Trek, I don't know.
But
if
I mean,
I'd be
like
more
I said, I mean, even that, like the things we're talking about, like from a gameplay point of view, are somewhat fresh.
Yeah. I started Far Cry 3.
What do you think?
Like, I played the very beginning. I really don't have much to say. Like,
you just kind of on your vacation doing
around.
Shots, and
that's like the opening. Like, you start playing when you get captured by the slavers or whatever they are, hostages,
right.
I guess. I like the crazy guy talked to me. The crazy guy's cool. He's like well acted.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Although I keep reading that like the story's kind of bad.
Well, it's another one that suffers from the ludo narrative dissonance thing we've talked about.
Oh, really?
Where it's like these guys are holding your family ransom for money, so you're like traipsing about this island, like hunting animals, and then you get a bunch of money, but you don't do anything.
Oh, it's like you have to literally save them with force and play the story.
Yeah, but then, it's a problem a lot of open world games have where the plot seems really time sensitive, but then you can go fuck around and do whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
like it's a problem.
All the open world games have that problem. It seems like
you're just gonna have to not think about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, yeah, it seemed fine.
I finished the main quest in Dragonborn and I played a bunch more of it.
I saw you fight the final boss.
The final boss was awesome, especially in the face of the final boss of the main quest in Skyrim.
Yeah, much better.
Way better. It was really cool. The DLC is so good just because it does add so much more to the game. Like, there's so many cool quests and items
like,
I'm finding.
The dragon running is not at all what I thought.
No. Oh, God, yeah, let me talk about that. That was a bit of a letdown. I, for whatever reason, assumed that, like, you know, you get on the back of a dragon and, like, have some flight controls and start
like
zooming
riding
around.
A horse, but...
Right, but in the air. No, it's like, basically, it's like you're slightly modifying the dragon's AI. Like, you get on its back, you can fast travel anywhere you fast travel to. But, like, that's the only movement control you have. If there's enemies below, you can lock into them and switch targets, and then you just click the left stick, and that tells the dragon to attack it. And then it just goes into its AI attack routines, but just focuses
on
that
target.
Does
this only work in the new area?
No, you can do it in
old
Skyrim.
You think they do it because they don't want you to fly out of Skyrim?
I guess.
But, yeah.
They could have come up with something. But, yeah, like, you know, you hit the A button, it's like the dragon is looking for a place to land. It's like, okay, right there? No, we're not, okay, no.
Yeah.
So that's disappointing, but other than that, it's freaking phenomenal.
Did we talk about Guardians of Middle-earth?
A little bit. Remember, we were having a hard time playing.
Yeah, right.
So you've actually been able to
play
it.
Well, I played a lot because I reviewed it. I mean, I guess I don't have much else to say, but I did like it, and the server issues got a lot better.
That's good. Yeah, we need to play more.
I also reviewed that Uncharted card game for the Vita.
What's that like?
It was fun. It's weird because it's like it's kind of like Magic, but there's like a lot of different resources, and you don't really have the resources aren't represented by cards. They're actually represented by like kind of numbers, like an actual pool.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that it's a Vita game because the Vita just kind of keeps track of all of it.
Right.
But it is cool. I do like it a lot. And I mean, I'm sure the fact that it is an Uncharted-themed thing helps for me.
Right.
Because we all know how much I love Uncharted. But for $5, it's pretty... I think it's fun. Especially for the Vita. Don't exactly have a whole lot you can play on that right now.
Right.
Ba-ba-da. Anything else?
I play anything else? No.
I really wish I played more Far Cry, because I feel like everyone's talking about it, and I kind of want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Here we are.
I played the demo for that Fractured Soul game you reviewed.
Yeah.
Pretty like fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
I don't know if it's $12.
I wish
cool.
More people would play it. Well, whatever. All right. I guess let's go to the releases.
Okay. Ain't much.
Man, don't bite that.
Something called Darkfall Unholy Wars.
Oh, man. There's not going to be much as weak as there.
Haunted for the PC.
Mm-hmm.
The retail box version of The Walking Dead came out.
Apparently everyone freaking loves.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's like a game of the year kind of game?
Based on, I didn't even finish the first episode on Xbox. I ended up getting it for $12.50 on a Steam sale, so I'm going to play it. But based on the little bit I played and just the reaction everyone has, yes.
Mm.
It won the VGA.
Well, it's funny how the VGA doesn't matter to anybody until a game they like wins it. All of a sudden, like, oh, it's like the goddamn Oscar. All of a sudden, oh my god, it won the VGA. It's validated. Oh, Half-Life 2 is game of the decade. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Congratulations, Gabe Newell.
And that was kind of like, why are we voting on that now?
Yeah, 2012.
Well, we're removed enough from that. Yeah, you know, we need the 2 years to think about it.
It kind of makes sense because I guess you had more games from that generation. No, not really. All right, no, I guess the PS2
came out. Let's see. Black Knight Sword is a 2D side scroll. Oh, this is that Suda 51 game. Cool.
Yeah.
The Halo 4 Crimson Map Pack, a Dishonored DLC. Oh, Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transform came for the 3DS.
What is that like?
I don't know. Could be fun.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody.
We're going to go see The Hobbit tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be fun. You can...
Hobbit.
Go to ebpodcast.com to find out all of our old episodes and stuff. You can also follow us at twitter.com/explainingbarrel and at Facebook at facebook.com/explainingbarrel. Be sure to go to iTunes and check us out there. Leave a review. And that's it. All right. We'll see you next week, everybody, right here on the Exploding Bye. Barrel Podcast. Bye. And you're just like, didn't you get enough? AJ, I got a lot of problems, man. I mean, my wife left me. Nobody loves me. I got this shit job, and I don't have any audiobooks.
Well, I can help you out with one of those, Michael. How would you like not only an audiobook, but a free audiobook?
Tell me more.
If you go to audibletrial.com/ebpodcast, not only will you get a free audiobook, but a 1 month free trial to audible.com, where they have thousands of audiobooks available to listen to on your computer, iPod, or Android phone.
Wow, and is some of that revenue going to go to Exploding Barrel?
I sure hope so.
Wow, I feel slightly less like I need to kill myself.